DW.
Around 12 Samburu women dressed in beautiful clothes are busy at work. They have come together under a tree that provides them with shade. Their hands, necks, ears, and ankles are full of beads in different colors, patterns, and sizes. The women say they only sing as they work because it motivates them. Around us, there's no vegetation in this arid land apart from a few shrubs and thorny trees that have adapted to survive in this harsh weather. In this small village of Kalama, home to around 400 to 500 people, women are being trained in crafting and making native ornaments for export to the US, the UK, Europe, and Australia, among other countries. It's part of a training program by the Northern Rangeland Trust, a membership organization led by 43 community conservancies. They have launched this project to help women and young people acquire vocational skills. Salanto Lokoloi is 58 years old and a trainer here. The mother of seven was married at an early age. She has never been to school and she cannot read or write. Now, she's part of the beneficiaries of the vocational training program. After completing her own training, she was promoted and put in the field as a trainer to train other women. Training can take up to 6 months. The items for export have to be perfect, she says.
Nishanga. Anafanya kasi.
These are the necklaces we have just crafted. I'm currently training 10 women. I pay all the women every week using mobile money payments. I have grouped the women so that each of them has their own task they are being trained on. Those women over there are making carved wood structures. It will take them around 1 to 2 weeks to finish. We give them to a member of the Northern Rangelands Trust, which then sells them abroad and pays us within a week.
Lokoloi handpicks who she wants to train from her village or surrounding villages. Once they finish the training, they are guaranteed employment by the Northern Rangeland Trust, which takes their products and pays them according to the finished products. Beatrice Namnyek Lampeera is the project director for the Women in Crafts and Beadworks. She oversees the work of over 1,300 women in the project. She also collects the finished products, takes them to a team for inspection before she clears them for export. She is based at their headquarters in Isiolo County's Lewa Conservancy, just a few kilometers from Kalama Village. She explains how the women benefit from these newly learned skills long term.
They can use that skill to earn an income. We identify women, we meet them where they are, so we come to the villages, meet them, have a conversation with them, tell them about how the process works, and if they are happy, then they form groups. So they are the ones who identify the members and then identify their leaders. Once we have the group formed, then we go through an intensive training process. So we come with the samples, work through the sampling process, teach them about colors, the combination, what market wants, and all that. So there's a whole process that goes into the before the final product is actually achieved.
Just a few meters away from the group, crafting jewelry, another woman is being trained on how to repair phones. 24-year-old Florence Luchuragie says she did not get an opportunity to finish her formal school education and thus could not join college. Currently, she works as a hairdresser. She learned these skills from her sister, but she says it pays very little and she's struggling to feed her family as a single mother of two. The vocational training has brought her hope. She says repairing phones would pay a lot more and there is no repair shop in her neighborhood.
Mimi natengeneza simu na repair some parts ya simu.
I'm training here on how to repair mobile phones. They teach us how to repair things like microphones and speakers. Any problem that a mobile phone has, I can fix it. This phone has a faulty motherboard. I heard about the training on the radio. I went and I joined this class. There are only 2 women in the mobile phone repair class. The other participants are 11 young men. There were so many women, but they've left. They all dropped the course.
Ladies, Luchuragie says that other women left the course as they felt it is a job more suited for men, but she says she's very much interested in learning these skills and doesn't believe in these gender stereotypes. Twenty-five-year-old Simon Leparamarai from Lenkusaka village is now training to be a motorcycle mechanic. Before starting this training, he had no real way of income. He was stealing cattle from nomadic pastoralist communities around the area. He said he changed his ways one day when three of his friends died during a cattle raid. According to county records, between 2021 and 2022, over 100 people have died in Samburu alone due to what's known as cattle rustling or raiding. When bullets came flying, they all tried to escape.
I found myself in an unfamiliar place. I prayed to God to get me out of that situation, and I was able to get home safe. It was then that I decided to get myself a skill that I could use to make a living.
Being a trainee here fixing motorbikes, Leparamarai earns around 300 Kenya shillings on a bad day to 1,000 Kenya shillings on a very good busy day. That's €2.50 to €8. The minimum monthly wage in Kenya is around 15,120 shillings. However, things are very cheap where they live, so this money will take them far compared to living in the city. He is eager to learn from the trainers and replicates what he has learned. Later on, he also participates in two other vocational skills courses, masonry and welding. Each course takes 5 to 8 months to complete, but can be done concurrently. Ture Boru is the founder of the Ujuzi Manyatani, which translates to bringing skills to the villages, a project at the Northern Rangeland Trust with a focus on economic empowerment, especially for young people and women. He says that women in the pastoralist community do not necessarily have a lot of power in this very patriarchal system. So far, close to 550 people have graduated since the program first started in 2019. Boru says the organization's goal is to empower those considered illiterate.
In the formal education system, only those who are literate are the ones who are allowed, and specifically people who have completed class 8 certificate are those that are allowed into the formal vocational training structures. And Ujuzi Manyatani, which is a local solution to addressing youth unemployment as well as helping communities to diversify livelihoods, we have actually managed to bring vocational skill closer to people who are very far away from formal structures and those who are disadvantaged.
The program is tailored to the demands and lifestyles of pastoralists.
In the last 3 years, we have trained 646 youth and women in vocational training. Majority of these are actually men, but 30% are women. And this is to enable them to acquire skills so that they can use those skills to earn livelihood. And this is so important because climate change is real in northern Kenya. Livestock are no longer very viable. Many have died.
Because of COVID, the program had been put on hold for a while and not as many people could graduate as they'd hoped. But the courses are back in full swing now. Students are also given startup toolkits to kickstart their businesses. 5,000 youth are targeted to graduate by 2025. Andrew Wasike, DW, Samburu, Kenya.
DW.